Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Sorry. Something happened to my phone. This is Watcher Ruth. You're listening to my program here, there, and everywhere. And hopefully my phone will not discombobulate again this morning. Anyway, it is 8 o'clock in the morning. It's May the 3rd, 2013. This is Watcher Ruth. I'm going to talk about the lunatic fringe today. The things that you don't want to talk about, but absolutely need to. I don't have any good news for you. I can tell you that. Things are not what they should be. And neither will they be the way we have viewed them in the past. That life is over. We're now going to be having to stand in front of the altar every day, praying to God that we make it through these final days, seeking the spiritual self, seeking the spiritual things and the knowledge of the spiritual things of God. Not those things, however, that were pursued and looked for by Saul, who looked to false spirits, powers from beneath, when he called forth the witch of Endor to bring Samuel back. We don't want to hang out with those people. There's going to be a lot of them. We're going to be an army, a small army of leaders. You're not listening to this program because I'm going to fill you full of milk, toast, and nonsense. The same thing that you hear every day from any other edited version of what the gospel says. Do you know that they're not going to teach you that Sargon the Magnificent was also Cain, that he built a great city, and that there were many that followed him? And from umbilical cord to umbilical cord, they're still here. There's no good news in that. The problem is, are you going to have faith in man or in God? You know, faith in man or in God. Because all man knows is sin. Man doesn't know anything but sin. That's pretty much the composite of it. And what does sin do? It blinds us to the truth. It binds us to the sin. And it grinds us down because it puts us in bondage. Now, there may be those who are in contrary mind as mine, that all sin is the same. But I'm sorry I can't agree with that. If you'd like to debate that subject, give me a call. My guest calling number, 347-945-5170. If you're listening live, thank you so much. God bless you. And if you're listening in archive, hey, you rock. Can you tell me, are we here to normalize sin? Are we? Because sin hardens hearts. Hardened hearts do not hear God. They are blinded to the truth. They're bound to the sin. They're ground down and they're in bondage. Yesterday I talked about Ecclesiastes, times to weep, times to tremble, times to fight, time to encourage each other. It's time to encourage each other. Encourage each other. But, dear brothers, I beg you, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, just stop arguing among yourselves. Let there be real harmony so that there won't be divisions and splits in the church. I plead with you to be one mind, united in thought and reunited in purpose, of one mind, following not Mammon, but Father God, the Creator God, the breath of life. Because God said, I will destroy all human plans of salvation, no matter how wise they seem to be, and ignore the best ideas of men, even the most brilliant of them. And what did he do? What did he do? He created Christ himself as the center of God's wise plan for our salvation. And because during the end times, he has deliberately chosen to use the ideas the world considers foolish and of little worth in order to shame those people considered by the world to be wise and great. He has chosen a plan that will be despised by the world. Yes. Yes, indeed, despised by the world. We are a small army. We are. And don't you know, trouble is often a means and a motive to lead you to repentance. To let you know not to normalize sin. Especially the sin that leads to what? A reprobate mind that hardens the heart, that doesn't hear God, that blinds, binds, and grinds you into sin. You know, when Gideon went forth, he was a small army, but not in the beginning. God kept telling him, whittle that army down. Take those men down to the river. And those which leapt the water as dogs were leaders. Not the ones that bowed down and leapt the water from their hands. God has given us a free spirit. And he's going to tell us, and does tell us, about the wonderful free gifts of grace and the blessings that he's going to give us. But we're a small army, maybe even only 300. Only those 300 will see. No mind or no ear has heard or even imagined what wonderful things God has ready for those who love him. You have to have a discernment to actually understand the free blessings that he's ready to give you in his Holy Spirit. The man who isn't a Christian can't understand and doesn't accept these thoughts from God, which the Holy Spirit teaches us. They sound foolish to him because only those who have the Holy Spirit within them can understand what the Holy Spirit means, and others just can't take it in. But the spiritual man has insight into everything. And that, brother, bothers and baffles the men of the world who can't understand it at all. Why do you listen to me? I had to feed you with milk and not with solid food because you couldn't digest anything stronger? No. Are you baby Christians controlled by your own desires? No. When you are jealous of one another and divide up into quarreling groups, doesn't that prove you're still babies? Wanting your own way. In fact, you are acting like people who don't belong to the Lord at all. We're a small army. Only a few chosen. There's going to come a time of testing at Christ's Judgment Day to see what kind of material each builder has used. Everyone's work that will be put through the fire so that all can see whether or not it keeps its value and what was really accomplished. Don't you realize that all of you together are the house of God and that the Spirit of God lives in among you in this house, and anyone that defiles or spoils God's home, God will destroy him, for God's home is holy and clean, and you are that home. Stop fooling yourself. You can follow God or man. God uses man's own brilliance to trap him. He stumbles over his own wisdom. In the book of Psalms, we're told that the Lord knows full well how the human mind reasons and how foolish and futile it is, and it does in the book of Ecclesiastes, how to live under the sun. Don't be proud about following the wise men of the day. This is the prince of the air's world. He's not going to give you what you need to fight the spiritual battle that's coming up in the future here. You need to be strong for the battle. You need to have a heart that's aware of what there is to come. Not a hardened heart that's not listening to the word of God. Not yielding onto their God's understanding and walking in all things, but holding true to their own minds. Little things often test the character. Lies, courage. Discipleship. A good cause, a good calling, a good conscience will make a good courage. Faith turns prophecy into history and outmatches the armies of the world. By fidelity in a lower station, we are fitted and called to a larger work. God graciously strengthens the faith of his people by special providence and by answers to prayer. God's people are to be measured rather than counted. One man by prayer and faith may inspire the whole world. Dr. J. M. Kuhn. Hallelujah. He asks us to follow his example, not to follow man, but to follow God, to look for strength in companions that follow the accurate word of God, and to recognize and realize that we're in the final days. And now there's one more thing I say before the end of this letter. Stay away from those who cause divisions and are upsetting people's faith. Teachings about Christ that are contrary to what you have been taught. Such teachers are not working for our Lord Jesus Christ, but only want gain for themselves. They are good speakers and simple-minded people are often fooled by them. Don't be one of those simple-minded people. Not at all, because we realize the spiritual things are not the carnal things. We have eyes to see and ears to hear. We don't want to become those like those with reprobate minds, like those that teach, like the false teachers. False teachers. They preach for a comfortable income, for a comfortable retirement, and what from what comes down from the top of the pyramid. They're not preaching the word of God, they're preaching mammon. They preach about money, and then they preach about God in the cracks and fill it in. They don't preach about what the Word of God says, because they'd have to talk about sin and reprobate minds. That might upset the apple cart a little bit in there. If the good news we preach is hidden to anyone, it is hidden from the one who's on the road to eternal death. Satan, who is the god of this evil world, has made him blind, unable to see the glorious light of the gospel that is shining upon him, or to understand the amazing message we preach about the glory of Christ, who is God, hallelujah, the perfect image of God, literally. But this precious treasure of light and power that now shines within us is held in a perishable container that is in our weak bodies. Everyone can see that the glorious power within must be from God, and it's not our own. We know that the same God who brought the Lord Jesus Christ back from the dead will also bring us back to life again with Jesus and present us to him along with you. So we boldly say what we believe. I believe, and therefore I speak, not the word from man, but the word from God. Even your own brother, your own family have turned against you. They have plotted to call for a mob to lynch you. Don't trust them. No matter how pleasantly they speak, don't believe them. Yes, that's what the Word of God says in Jeremiah 12:6, in the final days. Because we don't go around preaching about ourselves, but about Jesus Christ, our Lord, and what he has done for us. For God has said, be light in the darkness, because he's made us to understand his brightness and his glory as seen in the face of Jesus Christ. Even though we know we are pressed on every side by troubles, but we are not crushed. We are not broken. We are not perplexed. Because we don't know why things happen the way they do, but we don't give up and quit. Even though we know we will be hunted down, we know God won't abandon us. Even though we know we're going to be knocked down, we're going to get up again and keep going. We're going to face death just as Jesus Christ did. Because it is clear to all that it is only the Christ living within us that keeps us safe. we live in constant danger now. But we believe, we boldly believe, because Jesus Christ came back from the dead. And these sufferings are for our benefit, because then we will be one to Jesus Christ. We will never give up, even though our bodies are dying. Our inner strength in the Lord grows every day. Yes. Even though we see these things, even though we know that when this tent we live in is taken down, when we die and we leave this body, we will have a wonderful new body in heaven, and we will have a home that will be ours forevermore, made by God himself, not by human hands. Not by human hands. This is what God has prepared for us as a guarantee. He has given us his Holy Spirit. So now we look forward with confidence to our new heavenly body, realizing that every moment we spend in this earthly body is time spent away from our eternal home with Jesus Christ in heaven. We know, even though we do not see. We have an understanding. We have eyes to see and ears to hear. So every day our aim is to please him, always in everything we do, whether we are here in this body or away from this body, when we're with him in heaven. For we must all stand in the day of the Lord before Christ to be judged and have our lives laid bare before him. Each of us will receive whatever he deserves for the good or the bad things he's done in this earthly body. Yes. The cardio knower, the heart knower, the mind knower, the one who predestinated, the one who knit you together in your mother's womb, the one who knew you in the first world age, did you align with the Father? Did you not? Do you know? God knows our hearts, that they are pure in this matter, and I hope that deep within you really know too. When a person becomes a Christian, he becomes a brand new person. He's not the same anymore. A brand new life has begun. Because God took that sinless, sinful person and poured a sinless Christ into you. He poured God's goodness into you. And right now, God's ready to welcome you in. He's ready to save you. He wants to honor you as a son and a child of He Himself. He wants to look upon you as a temple of His own, the home of a true living God. I will live in them and walk among them, and I will be their God, and they will be my people. That's what he said. But he also told us that he sometimes uses sorrow to help us turn away from sin and seek eternal life. We should never regret his sending it. But the sorrow of a man who is not a Christian is not the sorrow of true repentance and does not prevent eternal death. 2 Corinthians 7:10. Don't be nagging on God's heart. Be enthusiastic about the grief we're about to suffer. Trouble is often a means and a motive for repentance. A repentant heart is one that will be saved when the trumpets blast. You are a small army take God at his word, he's shown us there's a small rank. Have eyes to see and ears to hear. Are you like Gideon, standing there, looking upon the men? Do you have an army? Are you working for an army? Are you a leader? Stand up and lead. Yes, you are. You are a leader. Leaders, listen. Amos 8:11 says, "Behold, the days come, saith the Lord God, I will send a famine in the land, not a famine of bread, nor thirst for water, but of hearing the words of the Lord." So, we want to be in the word of the Lord, and when they take our books away, we still know it. We still know it, because they're going to take it away. They are. They're going to take our lives and our word. So, I just have a few minutes left. You're part of the election. You are a holy priesthood, a royal priesthood. Don't be polluted by the world. Remember, there is such a thing as a reprobate mind. And those who are given over to it do not hear God. They have hardened hearts. They're blinded to the truth. They're bound to sin. They grind us down because they're bound to the bondage of sin. Separate yourselves. Who is he that condemns? It is Christ that died, yea, rather it is risen, he that rises again, who is even at the right hand of God, who makes intercession for us. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword? As it is written, for thy sake we are killed all day long. We are accounted as sheep for the slaughter. Nay, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor power, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor other creature shall be able to separate us from the Lord of our God, our love of God, or Christ Jesus our Lord, who is within us. In the age that was, in the age that is, in the age that is to come, we will stand tall. We are a small army. We will submit ourselves unto the righteousness of God and separate ourselves from those with a reprobate mind. Because we know, for whoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. And we shall not be ashamed. For the gifts and the calling of God are without repentance. For of him and through him and to him are all things. To whom be the glory. Amen. Go out and be a righteous person of God and love on your mama today. Tell her that you love her. See you on maybe this next weekend, family here. I hope to be with you, God permitting. Have a good day. God bless you all. Thanks for tuning in again. This is Watcher Ruth. Keep praising God. Hallelujah.